begin with prayer.
我哋开始就一齐祷告。
Father God, because you have moved our hearts because of the sacrifice you have shown us on the cross. Lord, we come here because we want to worship you. And not only that, we want to hear what you have to say to us. Lord, reveal your wisdom, your desire, your will to us, Lord, because Lord, we desire to honor you and listen to you and obey your word. God, speak to us and we'll listen. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. When you think of word family, what comes to your mind?
想到这个,听到这个字,家庭的时候,你脑海出现了什么图画呢?
Well, different people have different image, when they hear the word family.
不同的人心里面可能有不同的印象。
But when we look at, typically, when we think about the, ideal family, we think about like a Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner table.
一个理想的家庭图画很多时令我们联想到一些节日的庆祝譬如感恩节。
Where there is happiness, warmth, and laughter.
就是有很多的欢笑声有很多的亲密的关系。
A family is a body of people where we enjoy each other's presence.
一个理想的家庭就照顾应该是这样的大家可以享受彼此之间的关系。
For some, family might be something you do next step.
对于有些人来说呢是可能成家是他下一个人生的步骤。
For example, after you graduate from college and obtaining a job, oh, what's next for me is I have to get married.
有些人可能大学毕业了这样跟着找到工作了下一步就想着要去结婚。
And after we get married, maybe I should have kids. Oh, we should have kids. So we have kids.
结婚之后呢可能要想有小孩。
But this morning I want to tell you there's more to it to family.
今早上跟大家分享家庭是多于刚才我所说的。
Than just warmth, happiness, and something you do in the next stage of life.
是多于只是单有一些温暖一些快乐和人生的下一步。
In book of Genesis, we see how God created family.
在创世纪里面我们看到神怎样创立家庭。
After he created the world, he created men and women according to his image and his likeness.
创世做了这个世界之后他做男做女是按照自己的形象去做。
And I want to tell you, family is where God's will is perfectly realized and is obeyed in Genesis.
在创世纪里面原先的时候神的设计是叫他的旨意是很完全地在家庭里面被进行。
After he created a family of men and women, Adam and Eve, he said, be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth.
他创了亚当夏娃之后呢他命令他们是要生养众多遍满全地管理这个地方。
And in family, that's where his will was realized.
那你在家庭里面这个旨意才可以被实行出来。
Family that God created and God intended is a reflection of himself.
这个家庭是应该是表现出神自己是一个怎样的神。
Just as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are distinct, but perfectly united as one being.
正如我们所信的三位一体的神,圣父、圣子、圣灵,他们个别是有他的个体,然而 是完美地联合在一起。
He created a family where we are to, even though we're different persons, that we are to be united together just like him.
每个家庭里面有个别的位格,但是需要是是好联合在一起正如神自己的本体一样。
Not only that, just as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit out of that perfect union accomplishes these things. He first creates, He redeems, and He sanctifies. Father, Son, Holy Spirit creates, redeems, and sanctifies.
就在这个完美的联合当中我们看到神那个是表现出他的性情就是创造救赎和去洁净。
And reflecting his image, reflecting his glory, families, as united, we are to create,
We are to redeem and we are to sanctify.
所以一个合一的家庭可以表现出神这方面的性情，就是创造、救赎和、使之成圣。
And we see the evidence of this in the godly families in the Bible.
我亦都在圣经里面看到一些是敬虔的家庭的样式。
In the days of Noah, it was not only just one person, Noah, but it was actually his entire family working together in the ark to save humanity and all the animals and the plants.
正如在挪亚这个家庭的例子，我们看到不单止挪亚一个人，并且他的家人一同合作来到将这个当时的救世世族这个世界来救赎。
In the days of Exodus, it was actually Moses and his family, especially his sister, his brother Aaron, and his father-in-law, everyone, the whole family was involved in leading the Israelites out of Egypt into the promised land.
在摩西的故事里面，我们看到不单止摩西自己，更加有他的兄弟阿伦和他的姐姐米里暗和他的外父，都同样联合是带领以色列人离开埃及。
I don't have to list names of all the family, but Jesus Christ, his earthly families, Joseph, Mary, his brothers, they brought Jesus into the world, and also they raised him up, and also they played a crucial role propagating the gospel and also witnessing the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
耶稣自己的家庭都一样，有他的父亲约瑟和母亲玛利亚和其他的弟弟，都一同的联合将这个福音来带开。
Also in the New Testament, we see Lois, Eunice, and also a young man named Timothy as a family working together to bring the gospel message.
作为一个家庭，我们熟悉就是这个提摩太，他的母亲和外和祖母都是一个敬虔的家庭，在守着神的福音。
So God's desire, God's wisdom, when we truly think about what family is, wow, it reveals God's perfect holiness and his wisdom through family.
所以我们谈这个家庭 的模式的时候，我们应该想到神那个的完美神圣。
And he desires to accomplish something through our families.
神都希望藉着我们的家庭成就他的心意。
As we are about to read from Ephesians chapter 5 and 6, we see that in between, before and after the passage that we're going to read, we see how the Apostle Paul warns us, watch out, because the animal, the enemy prowls like a lion.
我们在今天的经文以弗所书第五章第二到第六章前面，我们前文后语，我们看到保罗在警告我们，其实我们有个敌人魔鬼准备破坏的。
He also says, be alert, because the days are evil.
他要留心，因为这个日子是邪恶的。
In between those warnings, he tells us today's passage, which is about family.
就在这个警告当中，他就中间是讲出这个关于家庭的真理。
So, another intention for God of creating family is to guard us.For us to have first line of defense against the attack of the enemy.
所以另外一个看到关于神创造家庭的目的，就是要保护我们在我们的敌人一个恶劣的环境当中得到保护。
Not only that, a family is a place where we practice to become like Jesus Christ, where we become and practice becoming His citizens in heaven.
不单止咁，家庭亦都系我哋可以到实行学习点样似耶稣基督，并且成为天国嘅子民嘅一个地方。
And how does God accomplish that? Well, God revealed to me at the summer retreat or fall retreat we had a couple months ago.
我今日嘅信息系有啲嘅灵感系嚟自我哋过去九月嗰个退休会嗰度。
During the ministry time, as I was praying for some members of our church.God revealed to me that it is in marriage, it is in family that He wants us to receive and also practice what love is.
就在我们用祷告来服侍人弟兄姊妹的时候，神就清明告诉我们，我们是要藉着在家庭里面这个的爱来去服侍人。
And this love is not just hugs and kisses.
这个不是单是肢体上所表达的爱。
But it's the perfect form of love that Jesus Christ has shown us, that is sacrificial love.
在耶稣基督身上看到一个完美的牺牲性的爱。
God instituted the family so that we could receive sacrificial love and also give sacrificial love.
神赐入呢个家庭系要我哋唔单止可以接受一个牺牲性嘅爱，亦都可以施予牺牲性嘅爱。
I just listed, a few of many reasons why family is so important.
我刚才同大家分享有好几样关于点解家庭系咁重要嘅原因。
I want you to look at your family members, your wives, your husbands, your children right now.
你可唔可以而家就望一望你身边嘅家人
？More than anything in the world, they're the most precious being on earth.
对于你嚟讲，喺世上最宝贵嘅系莫过于你嘅身边嘅家人。
But then again, even though a family is where we are to practice and experience sacrificial love, instead of being that place, we generally, when we think of family, it's like a battleground.
虽然我先讲理想地呢，我哋喺家庭里面可以实行呢一个牺牲性嘅爱，但实际上好多时家庭系一个战场。
Few days ago, I read an article, and it's still there, you can search on Google afterwards. There's an old man, 64-year-old man in Britain.
几日前我在网上看到一个故事，在英国有一个64岁的老人。
He's been missing in the woods for 10 years. Not only one or two months, but 10 years he's been missing.
失踪了10年。
And then later on, they found him.
然后他被发现。
And then they asked him, so what happened?
人就问他你发生了什么事?
And he said, well, I ran away into the woods and wanted to do what I like to do, that is horticulture, planting, you know, plants.
咁佢话我就中意做我所做嘅嘢咧，就走咗去森林里边喺度种植。
And escape my wife's nagging.
系逃避或者逃避我嘅妻子不断嘅啰嗦。
So in order to escape that battleground, he escaped his family and he went into the woods and also lived in nursing homes, serving the elderly with his gift.
佢就为咗逃离屋企里边嘅太太咧，佢就要走离家出走。有时喺森林里边，有时喺老人院里边服侍人。
I don't know if your home is a loving, warm environment or where it's a battleground.
你屋企系一个咩嘅环境咧？系一个爱嘅环境，抑或系一个战场咧
？But just as Christ, who had removed the division between Jews and Gentiles.
正如耶稣基督将犹太人外邦人中间嘅墙拆毁
，and reconcile these two groups，
叫两下合而为一和好。
And I want to tell you, this hostility, this animosity between Jews and Gentiles was great。
我话俾你听喺历史里边，呢个外邦人同犹太人佢有好大嘅敌意嘅。
And he was able to break down that wall, and he was able to reconcile。Those two into one body.
耶稣基督福音叫呢两个系本来对敌对嘅两边咧系可以和好。
Just as he has done, that he wants to reconcile our families.
正如当日所做嘅，今天耶稣要喺你个家里边做呢个和好嘅和睦嘅工作。
And so, how can we experience that reconciliation and love and play that role that God has intended us to play as a family?
咁我哋点样先可以系叫呢个神原先想预定我哋喺家庭里面和好呢个目的系活出嚟呢
？Well, it's through love. It's through loving our family.
就系藉着爱，爱我哋嘅家人。
But how?
点样做呢
？Well, like I told you, family is not man-made, but it's actually created by God.
我开始就话俾你听咧，呢个家庭唔系人发明出嚟，系神所设立嘅。
He is the designer, and family is reflection of who he is.
佢系先系呢个家庭嘅设计者，家庭应该反映出佢系一位点样嘅神。
So if God is the one who created family, don't you think he has the answers on how we can reconcile and how we can love?
如果系神创造呢个家庭设计者，咁系咪应该去翻佢嗰度揾出点样可以叫呢个家庭可以系正常运作咧
？Well, he shows us.That answer in Ephesians chapter 4 verses 21 through chapter 6 verse 4.
答案喺我哋今日经文以弗所书第五章二十一节到六章四节。
So let us read in Chinese for Pastor David.
我哋会用中文读出。又当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。 因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水直着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。丈夫也应当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子。爱妻子便是爱自己了。从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样，因为我们是他身上的肢体。为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。然而你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条大应许的诫命。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Amen. In English, and further submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. For wives, this means submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For a husband is the head of his wife, as Christ is the head of the church. He is the savior of his body, the church. As the church submits to Christ, so you wives should submit to your husbands in everything. For husbands, this means love your wives. Just as Christ loved the church, he gave up his life for her to make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's word. He did this to present her to himself as a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. Instead, she will be holy and without fault. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies. For a man who loves his wife actually shows love for himself. No one hates his own body but feeds and cares for it, just as Christ cares for the church, and we are members of his body. As the scriptures say, a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. This is a great mystery, but it is an illustration of the way Christ and the church are one. So again, I say each man must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord. For this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you and you will have a long life on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Before I begin, I want to tell you about myself, my background.
我想在这个时候讲一讲我自己的背景。
Because this is the passage that a lot of women don't like to hear.
这个信息不是很多的女士愿意喜欢听的。
And also, because I'm a pastor and my kids see me.
因为我是牧师，我的小哥看着我。
And they observe everything that I do, in front of my family.
在家里面呢，我做什么他都见到了。
So, as many of you know, my mom is a pastor.
很多人会知道我母亲是一位牧师。
And I also graduated from Fuller Seminary.
我也在这个富勒神学院那里毕业。
And Fuller Seminary, some people say it's a little bit liberal, some people say it's moderate. Well, Fuller Seminary holds the view of egalitarian view where men and women are equal.
富勒神学院有些人认为是比较是开放一点，他有一个神学观点认为男女是要绝对平等的。
So having said all that, okay?It's God's desire for wives to submit to your husbands. Here I said it. Okay.
讲咁多啦，我要细声啲讲。做妻子嘅系要顺服丈夫。
And I want to tell you why.
我要讲俾你点解。
Okay. Husbands, I'll get to you. Okay. But so, Apostle Paul, when he begins this passage, he begins by saying this.
保罗开始的时候就这样讲。
This passage does not, this section does not begin in verse 22, but it actually begins in 21, and it makes a big difference.
这个 呢段经文咧，我哋唔应该喺廿二节嗰度开始，其实正确嚟讲，应该喺廿一节嗰度开始睇，系有好大嘅分别。
And please pay attention because toward the end I'll explain to you further, okay? But he says, submit to one another, okay? That means between husband and wives, children and parents as well. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
呢节经文话咧，喺家庭里边各样嘅关系要彼此顺服，系为咗咩原因咧？为咗敬畏基督。
Before he says this, in the beginning of chapter 5 of today's passage, he says, imitate God.
你要学习好似神咁样。
Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
全敬畏基督嘅心彼此顺服。
And then he begins by saying, wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord.
咁开始讲家庭里面各样关系嘅，首先就讲话妻子你要顺服自己嘅丈夫，如同顺服主。
This morning, I want you to listen to or read this passage not as mere man's words. It's not.
所以读这段经文的时候，不是因为保罗是一个男性的使徒，我就这样去理解。
But from God who designed family and how family should operate.
那是神设计这个家庭的神是这样来到，是希望我们这样来到在家庭里面运作。
Remember how I said a family is a place, is a entity where we receive and practice sacrificial love?
咁我开始嘅时候话咧，家庭里边我哋系点样咧？应该系施予同埋接受呢个牺牲性嘅爱嘅。
Well, God designed us so that man feels loved when he is honored, respected. And also, receives that submission from his family.
神嘅设计就系叫男人，当佢感受到妻子对佢嘅尊敬嘅时候咧，佢就觉得系被爱。
And God tells wives to submit to their husbands as if you're submitting to the Lord Himself.
因为神就希望啲妻子系顺服自己丈夫，好似顺服主一样。
But this submission is not grudging submission.
唔系喺度怀怨抱恨咁嚟到去顺服。
It's not a forced submission.
唔系被逼嘅去顺服。
Men, pay attention. It's not a grudging or forced submission.
呢个唔系被逼嘅，系自愿。
Has Christ ever forced us to love Him? Ever forced us to worship Him? Ever forced us to do anything?
正如基督冇去强迫我哋去敬拜佢、爱佢、服侍佢。
Because Apostle Paul here says, love your husbands as you do to the Lord. For a husband is the head of his wife, as Christ is the head of church, and he is the savior of his body, the church. As the church submits to Christ, so you wives should submit to your husbands in everything.
正如22到24節那裡講，妻子順服丈夫好像順服主，因為丈夫是妻子的頭，基督如同基督是教會的頭，那我們是用一個心態來到去順服他。
Let's think about why we're here today.
我想想為什麼今天在這裡敬拜呢？
Jesus didn't force us to come.
沒人就是拉捉住你進來這裡的。
But the reason why we gather as a church this morning,
但今早作為一個教會我們在這裡的時候，
To worship Him and to honor Him is because our hearts were moved.
我哋敬拜佢，因为我哋心里边被感动，我都有咁嘅需要嚟去敬拜佢。
He didn't force us, but He moved our hearts through His sacrificial love and care.
系因为佢牺牲嘅爱，所以我哋觉得有咁嘅需要，有咁嘅感动嚟到敬拜佢。
Isn't that the reason why we're here today to worship God?Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
呢岂唔系我哋嚟要敬拜佢嘅原因吗？
And isn't that the reason why we as a church we submit to His authority and to Him?
呢岂唔系我哋系要去顺服佢嘅主权嘅原因咩？
Likewise, husbands, submission of wives is not a forced or grudging submission, but it's actually submission from bottom of our her heart, because her heart is moved by you.
所以呢句圣经系话俾丈夫听，你唔可以强制你嘅妻子去顺服，系让佢愿意自愿地去嚟到顺服嘅。
And so, husbands, and also future husbands, you know, I see some future husbands, and future husbands to be, okay. How are you to love your wives?
咁所以咧，做丈夫嘅咧，你要点样嚟到爱你嘅妻子
？Well, God gives us an analogy. Just as the two husband and wives leave their homes, and two are united in one flesh.
咁耶稣喺解释嘅时候，引用咗旧约里边嘅经文，佢话人离开父母，成为一体。
Husbands and wives, what God desires us is to be united physically, spiritually, emotionally.
神嘅设计就系做丈夫同埋做妻子嘅两个人喺身心灵都系一体合一。
To the point where there's not much distinctiveness, but it's actually one entity, one body.
去到个地步，呢个理想就系两个人系再唔系两个分别嘅，乃系一个个体。
So men, husbands, this is how we are to love our wives.
咁同丈夫讲，你系要如此爱你哋嘅妻子。
Like Adam said when he first saw his wife.
正如亚当佢第一次见到佢嘅妻子嘅时候。
Oh, you are flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone.
佢话你系我骨中嘅骨，肉中嘅肉。
You're me.
系其实就系我啦。
You and I are me one.
你同我本来应该系天生地设嘅一对。
In verse 29, Paul tells us.With that in mind, that, you know, husband and wives are one, he tells us, no one hates his own body, but feeds and cares for it, just as Christ cares for the church.
方法就是好似呢度先所讲啦，冇人恨恶自己嘅身体嘅，总系要保养顾惜，正如基督待教会一样。
So Apostle Paul and God tells us through today's passage, husbands, we are to love our wives by feeding her and taking care of her.
所以丈夫爱妻子的方法就是要爱惜她，保护她。
And this is not just physically.
单只是肉身上的。
Spiritually as well.
更加是灵里面的。
We have a big responsibility.
其实这个责任非常之重大。
You know, taking this word to heart, because when I share this to you, I know, you know, eyes on all my family and You know, as I was thinking about this sermon a couple months back, I asked God, how do you want me to present this message to your people?
我一路喺度系为准备呢个讲道嘅时候，一两个月之前，我已经求问神，你要我点样讲俾我哋嘅会众听呢
？Do you want me to dig deeper theologically, intellectually, and this and that?
咁系咪从神个角度啊，因为去理性嘅解释啊，咁样
？But he told me.Why don't you practice first?
神同我讲，你自己喺屋企里边试下去做先。
And so I did. I have everything I share with you today. I practice, and I'm gonna till I die. I'm gonna try to live according to how God wants me and my family to live.
我要尝试喺神面前咧做呢个承诺，呢度所有所教导嘅，我都要喺屋企里边尝试去实行。
So he told me, he tells us, you know, a husband is the one who feeds and cares for his wife.
呢度讲到一个做丈夫嘅系要保养顾惜爱护佢嘅妻子嘅。
Ever since my wife started driving about 3-4 years ago,
我妻子开始系三四年前开始揸车嘅时候
，I can count with just one hand how many times she filled her own gas. She filled up her own gas on her car.
只有三四次咧，系佢自己去帮个汽车入加电油嘅啫。
So despite having to, you know, wait about 30 minutes at Costco gasoline line, and also, you know, even though I'm tired after work, I make sure her gas is filled.
有时咧，我自己都好攰嘅时候，我仍去帮佢排长落去入油嘅。
So that she doesn't run out and be stranded.
咁就以致佢唔会开下车就冇咗电油。
That's how much she's worth to me.
佢对于我嘅价值系咁大。
I'm willing to sacrifice myself for her own good.
我系愿意为咗佢嘅好处而牺牲自己。
And then we move on, where it says, children, and also the instructions for the parents.
跟住我第六章嗰度讲到系对于儿女同埋做父母一啲嘅教导。
He tells us, children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord. for this is the right thing to do.
六章一节嗰度话做儿女嘅要在主里边听从父母，咁样做系理所当然。
Honor your father and mother.
要孝敬父母。
Even though I grew up in a Christian family, I did not obey this word perfectly because of my lack of relationship with my dad.
虽然我喺个基督化家庭里面长大，但我都冇完全遵守到呢个诫命，系主要因为我同我父亲嘅关系唔系咁密切。
He was very strict, and not only that, didn't care about my emotions or my needs, but just overpowering.
咁佢一个好有威严嘅父亲，佢同我冇乜好多感情上面嘅交流嘅。
Forced me to do a lot of things that I didn't want to do.
佢强迫我做好多我自己唔系好太想做嘅嘢。
So I had no connection whatsoever with my dad.
所以我同我父亲系冇乜嘅相深交。
Up until a couple years ago.
直到系两年前。
And when I was praying in the morning, God revealed to me, Sion, do you know how much I love your dad?
我祈祷当中，神同我讲，你知唔知我爱何等嘅爱你嘅父亲
？And I asked to myself, Wow, someone can love my dad?
我就谂，哇，居然我父亲可以系被爱咁可爱
？But his heart just kept ringing in my heart as well.God's heart toward my father just kept resonating in my heart.
这个神同我讲的说话在我的心里面不断发生这个回响。
And so, I had a time of reconciliation with my dad.
那我要主动地跟我父亲去和好。
And ever since, before, whenever I have conversation, you know, call him on the phone, it will never last more than 15 seconds.
在这件事之前呢，我跟他讲电话的时候不会超过15秒钟的。
He would say, son, are you doing good? No, he doesn't even say that. He said, son, is Alyssa and Aria doing good? Yes. Okay, bye. You know, that was the conversation.
以前的同一个对话，他只是随便问一两句关于我的两个女。
But now, I honor my dad and also my mom. You don't need to be a millionaire to honor your parents.
现在我发我们的关系有很大的改变，我们不需要是有很多物质上的供应。
But I honor my parents. You could honor your parents with a simple phone call.
有时只系打开个电话，我就觉得喺个对话当中已经系尊敬佢。
And now my dad and I, we talk about a lot of things, and we also connect emotionally.
而家我同佢可以有好多唔同嘅话题，并且喺感情上边有交流。
It's beautiful because now I have a figure that I could lean on, depend on, learn from.
咁我睇重新发现翻我父亲一个唔同嘅形象，可以去从佢身上学习嘅。
And not only that, I begin to understand and experience more of God's love.
咁我再一次咧，系让我感受到神嘅爱嘅一个唔同嘅层面。
As I reconcile with my dad,
就系当我同我父亲和好之后
，and honored him.
叫我去尊敬佢，孝敬佢。
Children, when you honor your parents, this is
讲到儿女去尊敬孝敬父母。
There's a goodies to that, okay? That is, God promises us things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on earth.
呢度系有一个应许嘅，就系你会在世得福，并且有长寿。
And how you express your love to your parents is by honoring.
你怎样去向你父母表达你的爱呢？就是要孝敬他们。
Having said that, fathers, parents, you don't have to read and look for parenting books. Okay?
做父母的不一定读很多有关怎样教养儿女的书的。
Learn what God says to you first here in this passage before you go other sources.
你先要去圣经里面寻找圣经的原则，然后先要去看其他的资料。
God says, Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them.
这话做父母的父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
So I look up what this word means. In other translation, it says, do not exasperate your children. So I look up that word, and it says, do not annoy them. Do not use your authority that you have as a parent to abuse or to use that power to, you know, just show anger and also nag them. Okay?
这个不要惹儿女的气有很多不同的翻译和解释，但主要是讲到做父亲的不要用一些我们的权威来去做一些刺激他们惹他们生气的事。
Instead, God wants us to, out of love, bring our children up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord.
反过来要做的就是照着主里面的教训和警戒养育他们。
So, I feel like, you know, as a father of two, I feel like I've been doing just opposite of this.
我作为一个有两个女儿的父亲，我发觉我实在在这方面是失败。
I sort of reflected on the words that I speak to my child. The most words that I spoke were, hurry up, get dressed, clean up, study.
我作为父亲很多时候就给他一些命令，你快点做你们应该做的事。
And I was provoking my child to anger.
也很多时候会惹他们的气。
And one day I decided to understand her feelings, what she is going through, listening to her, talking to her, spending time with her.
有一次我开始尝试去聆听他们，看他们心里面的感受是怎样。
And now I don't have to nag her, I don't have to yell at her, I don't have to do much of these. She just submits and she obeys.
现在我就发觉这样做的时候，就不需要去大声去呼喝他们，他们就自然去听话。
Because she loves me.
因为他们爱我。
Every night when I go out, she said, Daddy, don't get hurt and be a good pastor.
我一次出门的时候，他说你小心啊，还有做一个好的牧师。
And I know that she truly loves me and cares for me.
你知道他们很爱我，还有关心我的。
You know, one of the greatest gifts that my parents gave me, besides the car that I drive, besides the paying for tuition and clothing me, feeding me, and making me who I am today.
你知道我父母给我很多的东西，包括给我供养我，给我车，也都给我学费。
The greatest gift that they gave me that I could tell you right now is they taught me who Jesus Christ is. Not only through their words, but through their actions.
最珍贵给我的礼物就是告诉我耶稣基督是谁，不是单单用口说，更加是用身教。
And, you know, yes, you know, on, you know, a car, a free car is nice, but it's temporary. It's not long lasting. Even my education, yes, it helped me get a job and things like that, but what happens after I retire? You know?
这个车我是好的，但是车钱都会废掉，但是给我学，公司教学都好，但是始终是要过去。
But when they, show me who Jesus Christ is and how to have a relationship with Him, despite all circumstances, I'm able to go through tough times, hard times, even when they're not away, they're not near.
但当他们信仰传递给我的时候，我就知道怎样处各种不同的环境。
And now I know how to get through life because of Christ that they have taught me and showed me.
我现在就知道怎样过我的生活，就因为有他传给我的基督在我的生命中。
I feel loved from my parents because of the discipline and the instruction that they gave me regarding Christ.
因为他们给我的教训，我就知道有这个基督的信仰在我心中。
Likewise, parents, this is what God wants you to do for your children.
同样地，我希望你都系咁样从圣经里边学习点样去看待你嘅儿女。
Okay, so you may be thinking, oh, Pastor Sion, these are nice. You know, I tried that, but you know, I failed many times. Well, I want to tell you, before Paul says, out of reverence, submit to one another, because of the reverence that you have for Christ. In verse 18 of today's passage, he says, be filled with the Spirit. Okay, be filled with the Spirit. And after he says that, he says, in verse 18, don't be drunk on wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, And then giving thanks. And then verse 21. And then submitting yourself out of reverence for Christ. Okay? So after giving that command, he tells us when you are filled with Spirit, this is what's going to happen. And what's going to happen to us is naturally, against our sinful nature, that we're able to submit ourselves for one another out of reverence for Christ. So the answer to obeying this command that God has given us regarding wife, husband, children, parent, is by being filled with His Spirit.
或者会说，牧师你讲得好好，但我成日觉得力不从心。但系个秘诀就喺十八节嗰度，我哋要被圣灵充满，同埋彼此自用，有一个敬拜嘅心。咁我哋可以就将呢个彼此信服行出嚟。
Because He is the author and perfecter of families.
因为佢系我哋嘅家庭嘅信心里边嘅创始同埋成终者。
So we're able to trust Him working in us through His Spirit to reconcile our families.
所以我哋要信靠佢，让圣灵喺我哋生命里边嚟活出嚟，家人可以和好。
Let us pray. Father God, family is not what we thought we were. It's not just a happiness and laughter, but Lord, there's so many purpose, there's so much plan that you have for us when you gave us the family, Lord. So Lord, may we be reconciled with our family members and to love them the way you want us to love them, because that's how you wired us, God. May we submit to our husbands, and may husbands love their wives. May children obey their parents, and parents, not provoking children to anger, but to raise them up in instruction and discipline for the Lord. God, we ask for you to reconcile and heal our families in our church. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.